Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the podcast. As always, obviously, I'm sure if you're following me on social, you know about this, but if you don't, I am doing Tea with Gary Vee. If you're not following it, you're making a huge mistake. 9 a.m. Eastern, we're doing some incredible stuff. Please check it out. Tea with Gary Vee, live on all my social platforms. Twitter is definitely the place that you can't miss it. In general, I think if you're not following me on Twitter, it's a huge mistake. Gary Vee on Twitter, check it out.
This is the Gary Vee Audio Experience.
So many of them, I think, know that the big companies want you to have a degree.
Correct.
Right? But I don't think that matters, right?
Doesn't matter here anymore. We're hiring a ton of people without it.
So instead of them going and spending $30,000-$50,000.
Dude, it makes no sense.
Right, it's ridiculous.
It's so broken. No, I mean, it's trading on two things. Historical truth. Which, yes, if you wanted to get a job in 1989 in America, sure, that was good. It was a really good idea. And insecurity of parents,
yeah,
to trade on the brand that their kids go to so they can look good to their other friends.
I think the companies can be the actual new universities.
They will be. It's over. You have to understand why it's over. The internet's the middle.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
And if you're not native to it, and that doesn't mean it doesn't mean that brokers, real estate agents get replaced. What it means is brokerages get replaced. Like, people don't get it. Like, the end person is hard to replace. Like, a robot's not gonna show her the house so fast. But everything else, like Vayner Brokerage, like, I've thought about it a ton through the last 3 years. I'm like, man. Like, one of the reasons Berkshire is a lot of fun for me is I get to learn it as well. And like, the big thesis of Vayner is to learn it. Now, I have so many things I'm gonna do, so I'm not gonna go into the businesses of any of my clients. Like, the first thing I'll do is something completely different than anybody we ever had, and we're getting big, and so it's starting to eliminate things. So I've actually said no to some things recently because I'm like, well, fuck, I may wanna do a bottled water, you know? Anyway, nonetheless, but fuck, man, I already know. It didn't take that many meetings and I knew it before I even grabbed them. And I kind of said yes because of Gino too. It's really funny, we both did the same fucking thing. Yeah, Vayner, you know this too. Like, my brokerage would destroy everybody else's brokerage because everything's a commodity other than building up the agent. And I know how to build up the agent a hell of a lot better than giving you a book of leads and JVing and giving you a fucking business card and the URL. Like, are you fucking kidding me? That's where the leverage is. So, super interesting. That's the whole leverage of everything. Comms is the leverage. Communication, marketing, like, that's the leverage for anything. Like, as long as your product's not a piece of shit, the variables are happening in the marketing, in the positioning, in the brand. And you've got kids that are going into math, but math is not how you sell Nike. So you can be awesome at Google and Facebook, but you have to build brand too. And then you have the big companies that don't care about the new math. And so that's where the delta is. You gotta respect the art and the science of the new world.
Well, the other thing to figure out is what's gonna replace, at that college level, their ability to interact face-to-face like a...
Life.
A kid, yeah, they gotta...
Life.
Yeah.
The hyperbole and bullshit of like, I'm gonna send my kid to a campus and that's where he or she is gonna become a man or woman and like get life skills is horseshit. It's a fake environment.
Yeah.
Life. Life is gonna make them a man. Like, life. I mean, it's crazy. Like, when people are like, I'm like, okay, then like, why don't they get paid for half the year to do something, and then let's send them on, you'll get a hell of a lot more life and fun, like, let's put them all on a fucking cruise for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's so broken.
Yeah.
It's so broken. It's gonna come down, look, what we're really bad at is respecting history. In 1951, nobody gave a fuck about college. I mean, they did, but it wasn't the American dream or the bust. You got skills. You were taught skills in high school, you know? And you were taught skills, and you went and got a job. And then through a lot of smart positioning and marketing and behavior and big business, like, college was able to win. At the default, for us, you had to at least go to a community college. Guess what? You still got debt there too if you didn't have the money to pay. Like, what? Like, every piece of information's literally on your phone. And then, like, learning process. Every organization has its own process. You'll learn more in the first week of wherever the fuck you go than you will, like, Listen, I'm not trying to shit on school, like, especially because I think people, like, look, if you guys want to work at Boston Consulting in this building, you better fucking get your grades up, go to grad school, go to fucking Stanford or Harvard. That's how you get into McKinsey, right? If you want to be a doctor, like, you need to learn the craft. But, like, for most of us, my biggest piece of advice is to meet as many people and make significant relationships, like friends, like, for real. And enjoy the last vacation that looks like this in your life. It's a fucking vacation. Like, I would enjoy it. Like, so many of you are gonna stress out your last 2 years thinking it's gonna be an indicator to your life. Just don't fail out. That's my rally cry. Just don't fail. Like, if you really think in 2018 that your grade point average swing of 1 or 2 points, let alone point something, have any indication on how your life is gonna play out, you're fucking lost. Like, skip a class and like go like listen to a reading by somebody at the Barnes and Nobles while they're still open an hour away, you know? Yeah, just don't fail out. Like, I don't, like, what do you think you're, like, help me, like, educate me. Like, what are you learning in class that you think is real?
I feel like what I'm learning is so outdated, especially, like, even, like, week one, like you said, like, with all my media professors, and, like, I feel like that applies, like, 10, 20 years ago. It's, like, not current. Yeah.
They made me memorize a graph.
Yeah. School's broken in America. Random. Mm-hmm. Quick take. It's so fucking broken that I can't breathe. Like, it's so broken. Does anybody understand the world we actually live in?
Yes. Well, I think college is the worst thing in the world. The kids can't afford to go to college.
If you, look.
You need to start a college. You need to start a free college. I think that would probably be your legacy. I'm gonna say it now.
You know, it's funny, when you said 70, I'm like, I'm gonna fuck up college. It ran through my mind. Here's what I would say.
You didn't graduate, or you did?
Yes, I did. But I went to Mount Ida College. Like, I majored
in. So what's wrong
with
that?
What's wrong with it? Literally, the mic that we're talking into could get admitted to. Like, there is, like, literally, if you're a dead people, can get into Mount Ida College. Actually, Mount Ida College went out of business recently. This is a fun fact. Literally went out of business after 100 plus 200 years. I think UMass Amherst like absorbed it. What's wrong with it? I played Madden for 98% of my college experience.
And you got an A in Madden, so that's good. I went to Emerson College. I showed up the day before with my transcripts. They let me in. They said, what do you want to major in? I said, makeup. They said, okay. I said, do you have a makeup program? They said, no. I said, all right, I'll make it up. And I went to Emerson. Now you can't get into Emerson.
I know.
Now it's a tough school.
Yeah, you know, honestly, like,
so don't be embarrassed by...
Embarrassed?
Okay, fine.
Nobody propagandas it more than me. I post my report card with a 247 out of 251. The only thing I'm proud of in my life is that I'm a shit student. That I fucking spit in the face of the system when nobody else was doing it back then.
But it is not going to work for all the other kids that are listening out there. It's your journey. It's not going to be someone else's journey.
That's right. And the clarity that I always want to say about college is like, look, if you want to work at Goldman Sachs, you better get good ass grades, and you better go to like Wharton, and you better go to Harvard. Like, you have to know yourself and know what you want. If you're an entrepreneur,
right?
If you truly are, here's the scariest scenario with education in America today. You're an entrepreneur and you're passionate about it, and you can't breathe if you don't do it. And you're okay if you make $80,000 a year selling pillows, or you go and build Uber, like da da da. And your parents make you take on debt to go to a shitty college because they want to feel good that you went to college to their other friends. That to me is scary as fuck.
If you're sitting here, you're affected by the truth. Meaning, I don't know where you sit on college or not, but I promise you, it hasn't gained momentum from 10 years ago. It can only be neutral. Like, if you loved it, if you were an academic and like you love, right, for your parents, like if you're an academic, if you were a college professor and over the last 10 years, there's no way you believe in it more. You may believe in the same because you haven't allowed to hear what's happening. But if you're an average parent right now with a 16-year-old, you probably believe in college less than you did 10 years ago, but you're still of the parenting generation that's caught.
guilt.
I went to school for 6 years and never graduated.
Right.
And all but I learned there how to manipulate. And I don't mean it.
Understood.
And
you learn systems.
Right. My wife, on the other hand, she graduated in early childhood education, and so she is
a product of that.
Completely opposite at this point.
She's
like, they need to go to college, and I'm like, they don't need college at all.
Right.
So it's.
But you're gonna. Are you gonna pay for college? If she go, who's the oldest, boy or girl?
He's a boy.
You gonna pay for it?
I don't know how I'm gonna tell him no. I do.
Correct. You just know that you're a good enough guy, or you're like, what you actually just answered is, I'm not gonna force him and not pay.
That's right.
That's my biggest problem. The biggest problem in the system right now is parents are forcing their kids to go and aren't paying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's.
Parents are, the biggest problem with college is parents are being pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. They're forcing their kids to collect debt to make themselves look good, because on September 9th or August 16th, when the kid goes away and they go out to dinner with their friends whose kid also went out away, and Ricky went to Princeton. I feel great. Ricky's about to fucking be in $400,000 in debt, and Ricky luckily is going to Princeton, so probably he can get a job at Bain & McKenzie or Goldman Sachs, and so probably after 7 years he'll get there, but that's the 1%. The kid that's going to Penn State, that's getting fucking $189,000 in debt, who parents feel good because they only went to community college, but Penn State seems like a level up, but they're not paying, they don't have the money, and they're making you go. That's the norm. And that kid isn't graduating Penn State in 2022 with anything.
Right. Even with parents, they've come around to the idea that it's not as valuable.
No, it's not.
And it was. So I'm not mad at people. Like, it was a good idea in 78.
Right.
It was a good idea. Like, there was jobs lined up for you. That became the new norm. In the same way, skills are now going to become the new norm. Like, I don't know where Babin went to fucking college. I looked at the video.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he went to college. Sure didn't. You know, like,
yep. He may have been in prison.
Like, which probably, like, you know, like.
I love this guy. Yeah, I like being with people that are my age.
Of course.
People that understand.
Things. Me too, but guess what else you can do with 40,000? You can go to every single fucking music festival on earth. Like this whole notion of propaganda of like, but it's the people. Sure, why don't you give me back the fucking 40K? And why don't I fucking go to Coachella and Ibiza and to fucking Australia? Like, you can hang out with kids your age in perpetuity. That last fucking frontier that college is fucking trying to sell everybody on, like, but you grow up and you get to be with your people and you meet lifelong friends, like, give me 40K, I'll fucking make it way better for you. You know how much more fun it is to go to like the Dominican Republic, 4,000 people deep for $3,000 for a week? You can do so, like that, they're gonna lose that game. Somebody, like I may do it myself, some entrepreneur, Shirhi's gonna come along and start a company and be like, yeah, cool, let me set this up. Or like what WeWork and some of these co-working spaces are doing, they're just setting up, like the campus replication is super easy. And a hell of a lot more, like you could learn a lot more, like, let me send all of you like 150 deep to Paris, to France, to work a harvest in the vineyards, and like every 3 days go into Paris and just like, fuck, I'm with you, I agree. But that is the last reason that college should stay up and be able to do the bullshit they're doing. And right now it's the leading fucking ROI. You can play Fortnite together somewhere else. Like, give me 40K each and I'll fucking have you playing with Ninja every night. It's so fucked, bro. But that being said, I'm on an ideological execution now. You're in it, you're not going anywhere. So to that point, make it more than seven people that are your friends. To your point, everyone's like, I love that. I'm like, you have nine friends. Like, you really want to take advantage of like, oh, it's awesome campus life, like culture we can get, like serendipity, like then do something about it. Instead of what everyone's doing, which is in your fucking clique of six. Like really fucking break that. Like that was always the best thing that I had. I had like nine different friend groups that like made no sense, that like never let me get popular enough and like was very weird and like what the, like people were so confused by me. Best thing I did.
Since we're like people everywhere spending like $200,000 for 4 years of college, do you think that it's
how many of you are collecting debt for college? Tell the truth, it's okay, just curious. That to me is like the thing that I'm spending my whole life trying to figure out. Go ahead.
Do you think it's gonna like die out or change? Like,
yeah. College is new. Guys, college is fucking new. In 1940, which is 5 minutes ago, not everybody's fucking dream was to go to college.
Or do you think that's gonna happen?
I don't know, but I know it's in trouble. You know? Like, this conversation was not happening 10 years ago. When the economy collapses on the back of all the college debt that all of you are incurring, and everybody blames the racket of college for it, it'll be like banks or other things. The brand will be so bad, the conversation will change. And I do believe that you will be the generation of parents that don't force your kids to go to college. So I think 30? I think Stanford, Harvard, I think the top 17 will be able to hold on a little bit longer just on brand. But I think the really good schools, like the state schools, like kind of that upper middle, I think they're very vulnerable. Michigan's an amazingly good school, but collecting $200,000 in debt with that interest rate for a good solid Michigan degree in the real life the day after. The reality is the world changed. College was built to create workers for an environment that was much more mapped to 1959, and that's wonderful, and it was a great era, and mazel tov, and all good, but guess what? If you're taking on debt to go to college today, unless you're going to a top 3% school, you're in deep fucking shit.
So why can't we have a college that the kids are actually entrepreneurs the
whole
time?
They're going to. All of this is gonna happen.
But then what? I think you and Richard Baker have to do that together.
I think people should stop telling people what to do. You should do it.
No, no. This is more of a Gary thing, I'm sorry. No.
I think what's actually happening is it's already happening without people realizing it. Meaning, one of the things that I'm most excited about, the content that I put out, especially on Instagram, because it skews young, at least for now, it's obviously aging up quickly, which is amazing. You're changing people's thoughts. I was on a FaceTime with a woman in India yesterday on Snapchat, because Tyler, she won it? Like, what happened? Or did I see her on Twitter? What happened? She won. I was on a 7-minute FaceTime yesterday with a woman who was sitting in India telling me that she has to decide between going to Australia for school or staying in India for 2 more years because she wants to get an Indian citizenship because she's got a Pakistani citizenship and she wants to be discriminated against a little less.
Hmm.
It was really powerful, as you can imagine. And I'm sitting there, I'm just thinking about all these things. I'm like, we live in a world where I'm in a car right now talking on FaceTime through Snapchat with a young woman in India where my words are about to impact her making a life decision. You want to talk about
it? It's pretty crazy.
It's super crazy. Nobody's making that. Like, that's not something Star Trek or Star Wars thought about when they were making up what the world would look like in 2018. They thought about flying cars. They fucked up. But all this other internet stuff, we didn't know. And so the ground rules of our society are changing.
I have zero self-awareness right now. And
I think you have a lot, bro. I think the fact that you're even using the terminology is, and I actually think you are early in the process. But I think the fact that you even know what self-awareness is a good starting point. Lack of self-awareness is not even acknowledging its existence. You know? You don't know yourself yet.
That's
exactly right. But that makes sense. You know? Most of us didn't.
So it's okay to not know what I'm gonna do with my degree after a year when I graduate?
100%, brother. It's preferable.
I can't even like get hired by anyone and
yeah.
Still figure out what's going on.
100%. My preference would be that you get hired somewhere where it still gives you free time to get to know yourself too. Mm-hmm. You also have to understand if you're doing it for yourself or if you're doing it for them. Like, if you're getting hired because you think that's what your parents want, you need to get to that place first. As long as you're willing to live without them supporting you financially, mm-hmm. Well then you're off to the races. That's the leverage.
For me, like, my end point is my family saying, yeah, we're proud of him.
I get it. It's very cultural. Well, like, for India and Russia and like Asia, you know, if you're brown, Asian, or Eastern European,
we're all slight little versions of the same shit. So I've always been very empathetic to it. Let me give you some really good advice. Making your parents proud on their terms in the short term often leads to a very bad relationship in the long term, and those years hurt. So a little pain in the beginning is a lot better than a ton of pain at the end. What I did and what I would recommend to you is to have the leverage.
Okay. So like actually go work with them?
My answer of the leverage is not to be held accountable to his finances. Okay. College is one thing. Mm-hmm. He wanted that.
Right.
But the day you end is the day you don't take another dollar. It's 100% right. Self-reliance. You can't allow it. Otherwise, the relationship is skewed. And let me promise you one thing. That is going to garner more respect than anything you'll ever do. Especially if your dad wants you to take it. Because the other thing with old school dads is they want you to take it because they like using it as leverage. As long as you're taking it, then he can make you do what he wants.
Well, he's not the kind who's like,
good.
Do this. But
good.
Like, what do you want to do?
That's, you're in a better place than most then.
Thank you.
Then you need to be in a place where you don't take the money. Okay. You get in that place, you'll win. That's the right advice.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's why kids piss me off. Like, I do a lot of content for the kids and they love me, but then when I get one-on-one, I'm like, you're a piece of shit. You want the money, but don't want to listen to your parents. They're paying for the right to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Get off the payroll and you're such a big shot, your startup, fucking like, you can't have both.
Right.
You can't have the fucking Mercedes and the fucking gym membership that your parents are paying for, but then do it exactly how you want, spitting in their face against what they want. Right? So either you're your own person or you're not, it's binary. I love when people, like, it's so fun for me, like, just sitting here, I don't even want to leave. Like, all these meetings and emails and DMs and conversations I have, like, yo, I'm independent. Well, they do pay for the gym. Oh, and I do have an Amazon stipend.
Yeah.
And Uber is on my dad's credit card. I'm like, you're on the payroll. You're on the fucking payroll. Get off the payroll and do whatever the fuck you want. Stay on the payroll and do whatever the fuck they want. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey podcast, Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is Gary Changed My Mindset and My Life by Logan D. Howard. Gary's a role model. He's a leader who does it his own way. Gary is authentic and genuine. He's down to earth, connected to reality, and relatable. Gary consistently provides value. I like his podcast the most. I learn valuable lessons about life and business in every episode. There are always key takeaways. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.